The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wake up, it's Wednesday, feel the morning light. The world's a bit different, something feels just right. Coffee's brewing strong and the day's brand new. Weird Wednesday, wake up, here's a song for you. From the dawn's early rise to the evening's glow, we dance to the rhythm, let the good times flow. In the heart of the country where the wild winds blow, Weird Wednesday, wake up, let the spirit show. Start your day with a smile. Strum that banjo softly. Let's enjoy for a while. Embrace the morning. Let your heart take flight. Weird Wednesday. Wake up. Everything's alright.
Welcome to Weird Wednesday, everybody. This is not a Weird Wednesday wake up. This is just a Weird Wednesday. It is increasingly hard to do the Weird Wednesday morning wake-ups because my son needs to go to school. And then by the time I have gotten into the office, I have to get working on other things. And so I think we might need to come up with a new name for the show during the school year. We'll just call it Weird Wednesday or Weird Wednesday or the other day. But wake up is a little hard unless you're listening right now and maybe Australia, you're waking up. So, you know, it depends on where you're listening and watching from in the world. You might be waking up. But for me, it is 1:22 Eastern Standard Time in the afternoon and I am not waking up. I've been awake working on things and I was going to go live a little earlier, but I decided against it because I know how I do things and I wind up getting carried away and long-winded and I'll lose track of time. And we can't be losing track of time when we're supposed to show up for somebody else's show. So I just got done doing a recording with Dave Schrader and we did a recording for his radio show that will broadcast in a couple weeks. So you guys can look forward to that. Paranormal 60, Dave Schrader. I got a chance to meet him last week, and it was a delightful time meeting with Dave and other people. I went to the Phenomicon 2024 conference. I was a speaker there, and it was a good time. It was a good time. I got to meet a lot of people that have been around a lot longer than me. I didn't get a chance to meet George Knapp. He was there, but I didn't get a chance to meet him. But I got to meet Ben Hansen, and Ben Hansen is somebody who I remember talking to, or not talking to, but watching on TV years ago. I mean, we're talking like, I don't know, young 21-year-old Tony. I mean, I remember sitting broke in my apartment in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, watching Ben Hansen on Fact or Fake TV show. So good times all the way around. I got a chance to go visit Space Wolf Research again. That was a fine time and took Dave Schrader out there with me and Maria Mayer from Expedition Bigfoot came out, and a fella from MUFON, I can't remember his name. I want to say is Darren, I believe. But there were several people that came out, and I showed them around, and we wrangled a dog man, got it in a headlock, kicked it in the butt, threw in the back of a trunk of a car, of a Chevy Malibu, and we took it down to Vernal, Utah to display at the conference. And then we let it go into the wild again. It was like one of those catch and release things, you know? You can't kill it, okay? It wouldn't let you kill it. And you can't just hold on to it in captivity. We had to do catch and release, but we did get a chance to show it to the world at the conference. So if you missed that opportunity, the rare opportunity to see a dog man, I plan on doing it again next year if they invite me back. So maybe next year, if they invite me back, I'll catch another dog man, put it on display for the world to see. And you can only see it if you come to Phenomicon 2025. Welcome to Weird Wednesday, friends. It's already weird. Our sponsor today is MerkMerch.com. That is MerkMerch.com. I'm wearing one of my fabulous Mothman shirts. Let me tell you, this is a favorite of mine and a hot seller. There's a lot of people. We almost sold out of the Mothman shirt last week at the conference. I was stunned by that. But thank you very much for everybody who has interest in the MerkMerch.com. I'm very excited about the fact that I have my own brand. We are going to be doing a new design very, very soon. And we are thinking about the new design coming out as a hoodie. The problem, I don't want to say the problem, that's a bad connotation. But I will say this, there's a lot of people who request a lot of things when it comes to the Merk merch line. And we want to get to all of them, but we can only do it one at a time. This is not a print on demand kind of thing that we can just say, oh yeah, we have all these different things and just pick what you want and they'll print it. This is high quality stuff that I have to pay in advance to have designed and made and warehoused, and then you can purchase it. So that said, if we come out with a hoodie, it will be a specific design for a hoodie, unless I decide to use a repeat design on a hoodie, which I'm not a fan of right now, because I want to come out with more design. So that said, please let me know what your thoughts are. Let us know in the comments section, emails, your thoughts on designs. What kind of designs do you want to see coming out of MerkMerch.com? What should be the next thing? I was thinking some kind of militant design, like maybe like an alien wearing night vision goggles or something. You know how I am. I like the gun stuff and I also like the cryptid stuff, and let's combine the two and have some fun. So let us know, though, in the comments section, your ideas on some new designs for MerkMerch.com. I was made aware that we have a monster in the neighborhood. Just yesterday, I found out that we have a big, big problem in my hood here in Tennessee. We got bears, y'all. We got bears. Now, I know I have bears around here. I almost hit a bear going to the Gatlinburg conference last year. Almost T-boned the thing. It came running out in front of me. And I know that my friend's house has bears sometimes, and he's in the same town, but we're on the other side of town. And to drive to my friend's house takes 30 minutes, because down here in the South, a country mile is a thing. If they say 3 minutes down the road, you can definitely count on 30 minutes. Just add a zero always. If they say 3 miles, add a zero. If they say 3 minutes, add a zero. And so, though I live in a quaint, small, little town, it takes 30 minutes to get to my buddy's house where we can crack off rounds. I can crack off rounds where I'm at too, but choose not to. It's not as fun. Anyways, a few months ago, my neighbor said that her son saw a bear down the road from our house. And I didn't think much of it. I was like, oh, random bear, not a big deal. Every once in a while, they make their way out here, I'm sure. And then I found out yesterday, I came home and there was this thing hanging from my mailbox. I'm like, what is this? What is this graffiti doing on around here in these parts? It was a little note from, I don't know, some kind of organization letting us know that we got bears in the neighborhood. And then there's this neighborhood group chat that was popping off. My wife was telling me about it. Turns out, about five houses down from me, two nights ago, a lady came home, pulls in her driveway, and there was a bear. They call it a bear. I say, how good of a look did you get at that thing? How look? Look at this. A bear and a dog man on all four. Could they look similar? That's what I ask you. So she pulls in the driveway and she sees this self-described bear going through her trash. And the bear, as she pulls into the driveway, runs at her. And I got to find out the full story here. There's got to be some more things. But as this bear runs at her, seemingly harassing her, the dog man bear squatch. I like it. I like it. Crazy Crack of TV says dog man bear squatch. Crazy Crack of TV. Guys are going to get me in trouble with these screen names. So the neighbors next to her come outside and hear all the commotion and apparently distracted the dog man bear squatch so she could get out of her car and run inside. So I don't know what kind of aggressive dog man bear squatch we have running around the neighborhood, but some kind of official organization came out and hung little flyers on our mailboxes, letting us know that there's bear in the neighborhood now. And so it seems like there's a pattern here. Seems like there's definitely, they're moving in, taking over. And so on the back of the flyer, it gives you all these things on like, you know, how, what to do if there's a bear, you know, things that are kind of self-explanatory. Don't turn your back towards it. Walk away slowly. Stay calm. Don't look it in the eyes. When you get a safe distance away, no, bear, put your arms up. Get away, bear. It needs to know that you're a human being and you're not food, unless it's really hungry. So one of the things it says on the flyer is things that attract the bear, you know, trash, can't really help that. But they said livestock and specifically chickens. And I got 16 chickens and five baby chicks in the back. And so I think my property might become prime real estate for the dogman bear squatch. And we will see what happens with that because I got a rooster out there and that rooster better do his job and protect the flock from the dogman bear squatch. A good rooster, well, it won't be able to stop from, you know, stop a bear attack, but a good rooster will put its life down the line so that the hens can get away. So we'll see what happens. If I've got a good rooster or not, I do have a good rooster. He's a very good rooster. I've seen him in action. So anyways, that's a little bit of the update on the homestead front. What do you guys think? Dog man, bear, or Sasquatch, or the dog man, bear squatch? Kind of like that. Dog squatch, bear man. I like that too, Gil. I like that too. So I have been MIA for a few weeks. I think it's been 2 weeks in a row now. And I had told you when I started the Weird Wednesday that we were going to be a hit and miss sometimes, depending on what my schedule holds. And I definitely have been busy. I don't know how much I make it clear to people on the podcast when I do intros and things like that. I know I often and increasingly get messages and emails that start with, I know you're busy. I appreciate the people coming in such a kind way, you know, prepping me with their requests. I know you're busy, but my wife informed me that I was out of state in August, 18 days of the month. And until she told me that, I didn't realize how much running around I was doing. But 18 days is a long time away from my family. And then I was gone a week, the first week of September. And I'll be at the Bigfoot Jamboree, I think it's called, up in Ada, Ohio on October 5th. So if you haven't, if you don't have any plans, come on out and hang out with me and Joel from Free the Rabbits podcast. We'll be there, and maybe some surprise guests that I can't really tell you right now over the airwaves, but there will be some surprise guests up in Ada, Ohio at the Bigfoot Jamboree. Let me pull up my schedule here just so I can accurately tell you. Yes, the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree put on by Cryptids of the Corn. So, awesome stuff. Definitely come hang out with me there. Later in the month, I will be at Naughty After Dark. What kind of heresy is this? N-O-D-D-Y, Naughty After Dark. It is a gun thing that I'll be a vendor at. It's night vision shooting, and I'll be a vendor there, and we're planning on putting a bunch of heating pads and hand warmers strapped to a Bigfoot. We're going to blow it up down the range. So if you want to blow up a Bigfoot, come hang out with me at Naughty After Dark. Just Google it, N-O-D-D-Y After Dark. You'll find it, put on by Opie and the Smokies. And then the week after that, I will be at BlurryCon in Nashville. What am I going to be doing at BlurryCon? I don't know. I'm just going to show up. Usually when I show up at these things, they put me on stage to do something. I'll just wing it. It'll be fun, though. It'll be fun. They didn't put me on the ticket because they weren't planning on me showing up, but I'm showing up. So if you want to be there, come show up with me. Hang out. Be fun stuff. All right. So inflation going through the roof. Prices are on another level for a lot of things. It's getting hard out here to eat and feed your family. And there are some people in this world who know it better than others. And there's a man, a Lithuanian man in Spain, who needed to feed himself and had to figure out the cheapest way to do this because the homeboy didn't have much money. And so he came up with a very intelligent plan. I mean, he devised a plan that I never would have thought of. It's literally foolproof. Works every time, and it's a way for you to eat for free. Yes, let me say that again. You can eat for free with this plan. So there's a man in Spain who decided that with the rising price of food, instead of going to the store and cutting budget and, you know, maybe getting some rice and beans, he still wanted to eat good. So he started going to these restaurants, going in the restaurants and ordering some good food, real good food, high-end restaurants, chowing down, living life, enjoying it. Order the best wine, maybe some whiskey. And then, on cue, he fakes a heart attack. He falls to the ground and they come over. Are you okay, sir? I can't breathe real good. They call the ambulance. The ambulance takes him away. And now, while he's in the ambulance, he starts feeling better and they give him some little medicines or something and they check him out and he's good to go. And it turns out he has been doing this. And he did it for about 20 times. He did this about 20 times. So, I mean, how many times did this happen? Let's just say, you know, you don't want to push your chances and you're on a budget. So you do this every other day. So he's probably doing this for at least more than a month. And the restaurants in the area started catching on and they started comparing notes. And they eventually, he tried it. And what happened was he kind of got lazy with it. And you know, it's like one of those things where, let me put it with what I do, right? So I'm a podcaster. I'm coming up on 700 episodes. You think I get a little comfortable doing what I do after 700? Yes, absolutely. When I first started podcasting, I was a nervous wreck. Every time I sat down to do an interview with somebody, I had to breathe into a bag. I was scared to death. I was like, what am I going to say? How am I going to say it? What should I do? And then after 700 episodes, a little more relaxed. Kind of just sit down and have a good time. So he sits down in the restaurant and he goes through his thing. He orders probably the filet mignon, some good eating, some wine, expensive stuff, only the best. You know, and then he goes through his routine and decides to have a heart attack. And he just falls over and lackadaisical, think I might have a heart attack. Just so lazy with it. So they called the police instead of the ambulance. Man gets arrested. And I don't know, maybe he'll move to a new town and try again. If it worked for 20 times, is it worth moving to a new town and trying again? I think so. Speaking of food and getting arrested and hard times, you know, there was a time where you could go to McDonald's and get a Big Mac meal for probably like $5. You know, the whole point of fast food is that it's cheap. You're not buying gourmet food. You're not buying like, you know, Gordon Ramsay type stuff. You're buying food that's meant to be cheap. It tastes pretty good, especially for kids who don't know any better. And it passes through your system relatively quickly, which puts you on a decent diet. No time for the calories and carbs to sit in. You eat it. 5 minutes later, it's out. And you feel satisfied. But now these fast food restaurants want to charge an arm and a leg. You go to Chick-fil-A. You order a kid's meal for my baby girl. A medium meal for my son. Not even a medium meal for my wife. She usually gets a salad because she's crazy. You go to Chick-fil-A and you get a salad. Are you nuts? She gets a salad and her drink. And I get, you know, a large spicy chicken sandwich with a large fry and a bottle of water because I'd prefer not to drink my calories too much. It's costing over $50. You could probably go to McDonald's and spend nearly $20 on a Big Mac meal these days. It's hard out here. And so there's a homeless man, the city escapes me, who needs to eat. He's hungry. Can't afford McDonald's. That was 20 years ago. Now, you need to have a six-figure salary to support McDonald's. So he gets himself look at that. My mom just popped in here. She says, hi, Tony and Jack. Well, mom, let me tell you, I'm not Jack. Jack is working in his office. I'm producing the show myself today, all alone. But thanks for being here, mom. I love you. So this homeless man gets himself a Hot Pocket. I don't know where he got the Hot Pocket. Maybe he stole it from the grocery store. We don't know where he got the Hot Pocket, but he had two. But nobody's going to eat a Hot Pocket cold. Nobody. Doesn't matter if you're homeless or not. You're not eating a Hot Pocket cold. It's in the name. It's hot. You need to heat that thing up. And I don't know if he had beef with the guys down the street that were homeless and had the burn barrel going or what. He couldn't use the fire. But man needed to eat. So he breaks into a bank to use the microwave. Homeboy breaks into a bank to use the microwave. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Because this man is far smarter than what anybody wants to give him credit for. He's got two Hot Pockets. It's in the name. You can't eat it cold. He could have heated it up underneath the sun. Could have used a warming lamp. Nighttime, probably. So let's just put it underneath the engine block of a car that just parked. Heat that thing up the old school way. Find some way to heat it up. Sit on it. but he broke into a bank to use the microwave. They got him on camera. He breaks the window, goes in, beeline for the microwave, heats up the two Hot Pockets, and then eats them and seemingly waits for the police. That's a smart man. He's homeless and hungry, and he can't afford McDonald's. He can't afford Chick-fil-A. That's the rich people stuff these days. So he breaks into the bank, gets that Hot Pocket nice and hot, and enjoys his last meal as a homeless man. Because today, his life changes for the better. He gets a bed, warm meals every day. My man had a plan. Take his two last Hot Pockets, break into the bank, heat them up, enjoy them, and then, as a reward, a hot meal every day with a bed and a window. I don't know. Do you think that if you break into a bank to heat up your Hot Pockets, you're not robbing the place? They got you on camera. You're not. You have no intention to steal money. You're not there for the money. You're homeless. You're not there for the money. You're there for the Hot Pocket. I'm saying, like, if you're the judge, are you going to give that man jail time? Are you going to give that man jail time? Just trying to subside those hunger pains. Man's hungry. Judge, do you ever get hungry? Let the man eat. Let the man eat. If I was the judge, I'd be like, sir, you're not going to jail. In fact, we're going to get you a job at the local grocery store, food warehouse. You're going to start driving the forklift, and you can have as many Hot Pockets as you want, sir. We got you. My man wasn't robbing a bank. He was eating Hot Pockets. He was hungry. And that might be a punishment to him, to be honest with you. Because we know his plan was to get free food for at least a year. Wonder how long he got arrested or how long he's been put in jail for. I don't know. But that's the state of the world we're living in. People got to fake heart attacks and break into banks just to feed themselves. You know, wild stuff. So what's today? Today's September 11th, 2024. When I first started the podcast, I thought every year I would do a 9/11 show on 9/11. And I did do one or two. But it became something that I really didn't know how to go about without saying the same thing over and over again and rehashing things. And I, quite frankly, wasn't ready to host those kind of conversations early on in the podcast. Definitely do it now. But today is September 11th, 2024. And majority of my audience has memories from September 11th. And if you would be so kind to help contribute to the show today, I would thoroughly enjoy talking with you directly about your thoughts on 9/11, your experience. What I want to know from you is, where were you on 9/11 when it all went down? I used those words very carefully because some people don't believe that planes hit the buildings. So I can't say, where were you when the planes hit the buildings? Because some of you may not call in then. I want to hear, where were you when it went down? What were you doing when you heard of what was happening that day? I'll let you know what I was doing. I was in 11th grade. No, was it 11th grade or 10th grade? It was 11th grade. 10th grade. It was 10th grade. I was in 10th grade science class. I can tell you that. I was in science class. And walk in, I didn't know what had happened. It must have happened in between classes or at the end of a period, because I went from one class where everything was normal. The buzzer rings and I go into my science class. I can't remember the lady's name. She had two of them because she got married. I can't remember either one. And I'm sitting next to Brandon Roman Cruz in science class. And we got the TV on the wall. One of the old TVs, not the flat screen kids. One of the old TVs, you know, the bricks. And my teacher's playing the news and we're finding out that there was a plane that hit the towers. I can't remember if it was both planes or if one plane hit the tower at that time. The rest of that day was like a blur to me, though, how it all kind of unfolded. I just, I remember being in science class and being informed of what was going on and feeling a sense of adrenaline and wonder, helplessness, fear. Fear for sure. On YouTube and Facebook, there is a link in the description of this video that you can join me and share with me your experience. I'd like to hear your experience. I was definitely nervous. And so I go home that night and then we're watching it on the TV, which is funny because growing up, we would have TV on and off. Sometimes we'd have cable, sometimes we wouldn't have cable. Just so happened we had cable at this point. And I remember watching it on TV. And I also remember time flying by. Maybe I'd like to know if this was a similar experience for you guys. But it seemed like time stood still for no one during this time of our lives. It was for the first time in my life that I felt like time flashed before my eyes. Because it seemed like it was just a couple weeks since the towers were struck by planes and the Pentagon, that whole fiasco there, and then Flight 93 crashing into Pennsylvania soil. I think it was Shanksville. It seemed like it was just for a few weeks. And I turn around and they're talking about it being 1 year since the towers were struck. I remember that day, the 1 year anniversary of 9/11, and thinking it's been a year already. I think it's probably because they inundated us with it in the news all the time. It's constant, you know? It was in 2003 is when we decided to invade Iraq for Nimrod's tomb. I mean, not Nimrod's tomb, weapons of mass destruction. You guys know about that? They discovered Nimrod's tomb and then they so happened to decide to invade Iraq. And the first place they go is to Nimrod's tomb. Fast forward years later and we have those emails from Hillary Clinton and we can't see what the body of the email says, but in the subject line, it said, looking for the, what did it say? I have it on my phone, actually. Let me just pull it up here real quick if I can. You know, it's a funny thing. You save the weirdest things on your phone, you know? Let's see here. Gilgamesh, that's what it was. Nimrod, Gilgamesh, same characters. Let me see here. It says, requesting documents pertaining to the resurrection chamber of Gilgamesh, the location of his body, and the location of the buried Nephilim. That was in Hillary Clinton's emails. Underneath, what name was it? It wasn't her name. It was a name that appeared a lot of times, and they believe it was an alias that she was using. Denetria, D-E-N-E-T-R-A-D, Senegar, S-E-N-I-G-A-R. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. But yeah, 9/11 happens and our world has changed forever. Anybody who lived in the 90s or earlier, we don't get those days back. Our children will never understand the world that we grew up in. Everything just fast forwarded from there. Doesn't it seem like time just started moving faster after 9/11? It just kind of sped up and never really tapped the brakes. The technology boom that we experienced. Towards the end of my high school career, I graduated in 2003. And towards the end of my high school career, there were some kids with cell phones. I went to college, my first year of college, and I got a cell phone when I went to college. And I believe my parents, at least my dad, thought it was ridiculous. What do you need a phone for? Why don't you just call us? And now I find it interesting. I've been doing so much traveling recently. And I sit on the plane. I do people watching. Okay. I know it sounds creepy. It probably is a little bit. But when I sit at an airport and I'm on a plane, I people watch a lot. I'm the kind of person that I'll go on an 8-hour road trip, and anybody who's ridden with me can verify this. I'll go on an 8-hour road trip and not listen to the radio. I won't listen to music. I won't listen to podcasts. It'll be either quiet or we're talking. It's just how I am. And so when I'm on a plane or in an airport, I'm often head up just watching people. Sometimes it's paranoia, making sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing. Sometimes it's just curiosity. But, you know, 21 years ago, I got my first cell phone. And the thought was, do you really need that? And around that time, I remember having an MP3 player. Or let's just keep it on the cell phone. Around that time, I remember having a cell phone and being a little self-conscious of pulling it out in public because not everybody had a cell phone. And I didn't want to stand out, like people look at me like, oh, you got a cell phone, and then just stare at me. You know, I don't want attention. Like, it's just weird. That was the thought. And I bet there's people that are listening right now that probably felt the same way with MP3 players and people listening to music on their headphones in public, walking down the street. It just kind of felt weird. Pulling out a cell phone and texting somebody in front of other people felt a little weird. And then I look at, here we are 20 years later, and people can't stand up on the plane without just being engulfed in their phones. I mean, obviously I am. Like, that's what I do, right? Like, everything I do is digital. And I remember seeing this just a couple weeks ago. I was on a plane and I saw an old man. He had to be in his 70s, older man, his phone just up close and just looking at it. Like, he was like, my precious, just looking at it, my precious, you know, like things have changed. Technology has sped up since 9/11. We've changed as people, human beings, what we expect out of life, what we expect out of our time, what we expect out of our abilities, of what we can do, what is expected of us to do. Technology has moved so fast that there's no excuse to not respond to somebody promptly. Since 9/11, we no longer have an answer machine that that people call and they leave a message and they just wait for us to call them back. It's immediate. It's a text. If you don't answer, you're not answering because it's on purpose. I'm notorious for not answering text messages. Even my wife, like, I'm really bad with opening text messages and seeing it requires an answer that I'm not ready to think about yet. I can't formulate the thought yet, or it's a complex answer. I'll get to it later. And then I forget to get to it later. So I try to remember to mark it as unread on my phone just so I can remember to go back to it. Terrible with that. My wife's gracious though. But we've changed so much. Things are moving so fast. Technology in the vehicles that we drive, you know, Tesla's driving itself and being hacked and crashing into things. And then tow truck companies are being paid a little extra coinage to come clean up the mess and tow it away before the police arrive. I'm just saying it was a conspiracy. It's just what I hear. You know, I'm driving my truck home yesterday and I got a notification on my phone that my truck engine light was on. And I looked down at my cluster and sure enough, the truck engine light's on. But I found out about it by my phone. My phone told me. It's kind of weird if you think about it. When 9/11 happened, the story was that 19 hijackers took over planes, flew them, and wrecked them into grounds and buildings. And 20 years ago, that story could go unchecked because of the lack of technology. Technology has changed. Our expectations because of technology has changed. And we look at things differently because we know more now. And there are certain things that happened that day that leave us with questions. I don't know when it happened or when it came out, but I think it's famous. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's not a famous video and you don't know about this video. But it leaves you with questioning things. Give me a thumbs up in the chat if you have ever seen the security camera video from the Pentagon. First time I probably saw that video was probably, I don't know, 10 years ago or something. I remember when I first saw it, I saved it on my phone and took screenshots. Maybe I didn't take screenshots. I don't even know if we took screenshots back then. I just remember breaking it down like frame by frame and thinking, that doesn't look like a plane. There's a lot of evidences and, you know, things that people go to when it comes to 9/11 to discuss the other factor. I always go back to that video from the Pentagon security camera. It was shot, I believe, 30 frames per second. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. I'm not a camera guru, you know? I wish I was, but I'm not. Jack knows more about cameras than I do. And again, that's what I pay him for. So, but it's shot 30 frames per second. And you see a police car or some kind of security vehicle moving through the gate. And just judging by the way the car moves, and granted, it's probably moving slow, you can't expect to see a whole lot moving through the frame when the explosion happens. But you do. You see an object. And I looked around trying to find what I in my mind's eye I remember seeing. I can't. And it's not a conspiracy. It's just over time, I think you remember things in different context. I feel like I remember seeing multiple frames of this thing moving through the screen, you know? But I can only find one. But the one that I'm finding is... I've flown on planes a lot in the last month, right? I said I've been gone out of state for 18 days in December alone. Been on these planes. They're big. They're big planes. And I've been on small planes too. I flew from Atlanta to Knoxville just on Monday. And that was one of the smaller planes. It had three seats on one side and two seats on the other. I got the two seats for me and Jack, so we didn't have to share with somebody. First time on the whole trip. But even that plane is large. And what you see in the video seems awfully small. And also ground level. Let me see if I can pull this up. There we go. So this is on X, Clint Russell from Liberty Lock podcast. He posted this video and he's the one who informed me about the 30 frames per minute. Oh, per minute, he says, not second. Okay. 30 frames per minute. Yet they fail to capture an incoming 757. Let me look up a 757 to show you that. Because it would be probably good to show you how large they can be. That looks right. Let me see here. There we go. So right here, a 757 is 155 feet and 3 inches long. From the ground to the top of the tail is 44 feet, 6 inches. From wing tip to wing tip is 124 feet and 10 inches. It's quite large. It's quite large. Large plane. Large plane. So back here to Clint's post. This is a 3 minute and 23 second video, and I'll try my best to freeze frame it. If you're listening to this on replay on the podcast side, I highly encourage you to come on over to YouTube or Rumble or X, Facebook, and give us a follow, a subscribe, so you can watch these videos. But if you just want to listen, that's fine too. We appreciate you wherever you're tuning in. Wherever you're tuning in. So, You see here the play, it's playing, and you see this vehicle, it's called a police vehicle, moving through the gate, and then out of frame, goes down, and coming up here, let's see here, I'm just trying to pause it fast enough. There it is. Right there. That's what we get. I don't know. Planes are white. Are missiles white? I don't know. But people who are far smarter than me when it comes to mechanics of things talk about how this plane, whatever this is, in order for it seems to be, according to them, almost impossible for the plane to be flying such low ground level like it is in this video and still be able to strike that building. If it did do that, it would have had to take out things from the road, like light posts, things like that. It would have had to fly through those. So The next thing we see is it exploding. I mean, right there. And it just so happened that that plane or missile or whatever it is hit precisely the location in the Pentagon that had some very important documents that were laying out. I think it was the accounting section or something like that. Because the day before or the week before, it was announced that what was the guy's name? You guys know it. Leave it in the chat. What was his name? The guy who mentioned about the $2.7 trillion. Starts with an R. His last name starts with an R. He was part of the Project for New American Century. Oh, what was his name? Rumsfeld, right? Donald Rumsfeld announced that they were missing. Yes, Wendy Platt says Rumsfeld. They were missing, I believe it was $2.7 trillion. And that location in the Pentagon had all that information gone. It's interesting. How many coincidences can you have in one day, though? We just so happen to have pilots who are new at flying, but are skilled enough, randomly, maybe luckily enough, skilled enough to fly a plane on such a ground level like that. And precisely, so that in itself is so random that a skilled pilot who's been doing it for such a long time would have a hard time pulling that off. And then it just so happened that that plane hit the precise spot in the building that had all those records. I remember seeing video and pictures of the aftermath and people pointing out, where's the plane? I don't know. Maybe it burned up real fast. But then when you go to other places like New York, Building 7 was talked about that day. So we have a lot of random coincidences that seem to be just by chance in DC. And there's a lot more questions in New York. Building 7 is the one that always comes to my mind. And how they announced on the news that Building 7 had collapsed. And while they're announcing it on the news, Building 7 is standing behind the news reporter. Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane, but they said it collapsed, only for it to actually collapse a little later. That's a lot of random coincidences that happen in one day on such a wild, wild event. And then there's the question of NORAD and their failures. Now, I'm not former military. It's safe to say I don't know what the heck I'm talking about when it comes to operations. But it does seem like there should be some kind of line of operation. There should be some kind of plan in place for emergency situations so that if there's a threat over American soil or on American soil, that there is a plan in place to neutralize that threat. And I'm very curious as to why these planes weren't taken out. And maybe as I speak this out loud and think publicly with y'all, we did see a similar methodology recently. what was it, last year? 2 years ago? It was while I lived in Tennessee. There was a Chinese balloon that started in Canada, crossed over, I believe, in Montana, and made its way across our country over a lengthy period of time. It actually drifted over Knoxville. I didn't see it. And it wasn't until it got over North Carolina that they decided to shoot it down, and they say it was for safety reasons. Can't just shoot it down anywhere. There's safety things involved. A balloon. They could have shot it down in Montana. A bunch of empty fields. So we do have, in recent memory, the idea that shooting down a balloon could be dangerous. So maybe shooting down planes, obviously more dangerous. If they didn't know what was going to happen that day, the end result, could they have imagined that two planes were going to smash into the World Trade Center buildings and then they were going to collapse? Maybe they didn't fathom the possibility of that happening. My brother-in-law was supposed to be in one of the towers that day. I didn't know this, or let me just put it this way. My wife didn't know this until we were sitting at, I believe it was her mom's house. I believe we were dating at the time. We were having lunch. And he said that he was supposed to be at the World Trade Center for something for work. He used to be a professor. And I think he was running late or something, so he just decided not to go that day. There's a lot of things that didn't happen or happened that day that were just by chance and circumstance. I really wish people would call in on this Weird Wednesday. I know maybe this is a little gloomy, though. More reflective than anything. Sorry, I don't have an upbeat show here. I shifted from homeless old men coming up with creative ways to feed themselves and neighborhood dog man bear squatches to probably the most emotional day, one of the most emotional days we've ever gone through together as a country. I see here, Alexandria says paper passports. I think what she's referring to is the fact that they found a passport of the hijacker blocks away from the plane crash. And then there's the insider trading, seemingly insider trading that happened that day, or maybe leading up to that day, maybe the day before. I made a note here of it because I always forget the terminology. Put options. Put options. There was an unusual amount of put options placed on airline stocks, particularly American Airlines and United Airlines, shortly before the attacks. What's a put option? Put options allow investors to profit from a decline in stock prices. What's that phrase? Follow the money. We can probably predict pretty much anything that's going to happen in this world just by following the money. I think there's like an X account somewhere that, tracks politicians' investments, particularly speaking, Nancy Pelosi and those of that brand. And I don't know if any of you have investment cash to invest in. Maybe it's worth looking up and following. You might make some good money. Todd says, in the defense of there being higher power, a lot of people didn't go to work that day or that Tuesday. It's true. It's true. Head Trip says, am I still blocked? Well, I see you, so I guess not. I don't know what blocked you, but welcome back. It's pretty wild stuff, friends. It's pretty wild stuff when you sit and just think about it. And I'm trying to do it in a very calm manner. It's not the most convincing thing to do, unhinged. Also, 20 years lets you calm down about certain things. How many bad decisions that came from that day? You know? I almost joined the military because of that day. Not that that's a bad thing. It's actually one of the regrets I have as an adult. Though I used to regret it a lot more than I do now. I still respect our servicemen and women immensely. I try to show as much support as possible, especially because they had and have a certain level of courage and confidence, bravery, that I, a young 17-year-old whippersnapper, lacked in 2003. When 9/11 happened, I spent the remainder of my high school career stewing and chomping at the bit to join the military. I was ready to rock. I told my dad shortly after 9/11 happened that I was going to join the military, which is often the case with young, high testosterone men, right? Young men ready to rock. But when it came time to do it, I was scared to death and I decided not to do it. And I regretted that for a long time. I used to beat myself up about it. But everything works out for a reason. You know? I've known people who didn't make it back, got injured, or worse, changed forever. They're not the same. They're not who they once were. Suffering for the rest of their lives. My wife says that there are some people in this world who should not be taught how to kill people, and I'm one of them. I've calmed down over the years. I've calmed down since I started the podcast. If you guys remember earlier days, maybe I got a little more hype than I do now. But I think there's a statement, that statement is true for some people too. Could have been a lot of bad decisions that came from that day. A lot of people lost their family members that day and days to come, years to come. Starts that domino effect. And as I was talking about it earlier, and the idea of the world changing since 9/11, 2021, or 2001, technology booming, our consciousness changing, our perceptions changing, our understandings have changed, our awareness of how things operate really have changed. I think it's a lot because of the technology that we have. I think we do. I think it's important for us to sit without the technology in our hand and ponder what do we think about that day? Give it some real thought every once in a while. Technology is good and bad. It's good because it allows us to do everything we do. It's bad because it distracts us. And sometimes we need to just put that distraction down and think, based on all the information we've picked up over the last 20 plus years, based on how we know things operate, based on how we know there's technology that was probably in play 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago that we're just getting our hands on now, based on the fact that we know that our government has been investigating UFOs and possibly extraterrestrial beings for longer than most of us have been alive, based on all that information that we've picked up over the last 20 plus years, I think it's important if we just sit down without our computers, without our iPads and iPhones and Google Android phones, just look out a window with a glass of sweet tea at a sunset. And while we're sitting there giving thanks to God for taking another breath and getting another day in, we think about where we've come from, and this is part of all our story. There are very few things in this world that every single one of you listening to me right now share with me. And this is one of them. It's very important, I think, that we sit and ponder those things. Ponder the story that we all share and what we think of it today. How has our perceptions changed for the better, for the worse? What did we once think was a conspiracy that we no longer do? What did we think was factual that we know is a lie? How does that shape us? How does that mold us? How does that rewire our brains without us even knowing it to turn us into the people that we become today? We're sitting on the edge of a cliff, we don't recognize our neighbors. Visually, we don't recognize them because we don't look at them anymore, but we don't recognize the country we live in anymore. We're divided. We hate each other. And probably the last time we united together collectively in unison was 9/11/2001. We've come a long way since then. For good and bad. And now it seems like we hate each other. We should definitely look out that window more often and just think. Just think. What I tell you guys with the show, right? With the Confessionals podcast. I share stories with you that I had conversations with other people on, and it's up to you to make up your own mind. Think for yourself. And that's what I think we should do with this as well. Think for ourselves. Before we get out of here, I do have to wind this down. I finally, on the last final stretch, we have Rachel who popped in here, and she's the only one who hit the link out of 426 of you. She's the only one who hit the link, and I have to go and get my son from school. So we're going to make this quick, Rachel, but let's bring Rachel on. Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Hey there.
So what's going on? What are some of your thoughts on the whole 9/11 thing?
Well, I was just going to share my story from that day. I mean, I believe all the conspiracies, but it was a weird and very personal day for me and my family, because we homeschooled. We had three kids, and our youngest was in diapers. And my husband had just gotten a 10% pay cut the day before, so it was super stressful. And And I woke up that day, I was taking my kids to a Spanish tutor. And so I had TV on, which you don't do when you homeschool. But we were watching the news and I was brushing my teeth, trying to multitask. And I gagged on my toothbrush and I thought, oh crap, I'm pregnant. Because I had that gag reflex. And I thought, I'm going to have to pick up a pregnancy test on the way back from the Spanish tutor. And I walked out of the bathroom and I saw what happened in the news. And priority shifted immediately because none of that was important suddenly. Not the schedule and not whether or not I was pregnant with a baby still in diapers and not the budget and not any of it, because in a flash, we just, you know, we knew, I knew what something so momentous like that meant. It was war. We were going to war and it was going to change everything. And I had brothers. My husband wasn't of fighting age. He was too old, but I had brothers in college. I had a brother in college and he was of fighting age. And he did, in fact, end up going to Iraq and to Afghanistan. He joined military. And actually, he's a member. He's the reason why I'm a member now.
Thank you.
Professionals. It changed our outlook on life. It made life a lot more serious and a lot less inwardly focused. And I thought, you know, I remember that day. I remember crying. I remember my husband was working in downtown Chicago, and Chicago being very self-important, thought, oh, we're next. They sent everybody home. All the trains ran out of the city. Nobody was running into the city. So he came home as quick as possible. And I remember him saying, this makes yesterday meaningless. And me saying, I'm pregnant. I'm saying, it's a good thing. It's okay. You know, it gives us hope. I remember thinking as we watched like Congress singing God Bless America or America the Beautiful. I don't remember what it was, but they sang it on the steps of Congress, like in defiance of the attacks. I remember thinking, maybe this is something new. Maybe this will bring us together. And boy, did that not last. And every time something crazy happens that should be bringing this country together, I think about that same thing. And it just makes me, I'm a skeptic now. It all makes me sad. It all makes me long for the ultimate end. I'm always and forever saying things like, oh, I just want Jesus to come back. I want an amen, come Lord Jesus, like Revelation 22 moment. I'm ready for, not that I want horrible things like 9/11 to happen. I'm just ready for it all to be done so we don't have to keep going through these cycles with our country, with this planet again. Yeah. Just things like that, things like 9/11 make me very much aware that we live in a fallen world, that that we're not going to escape until the final victory.
Well spoken. You were actually pregnant?
I was then. Wow. Yeah, I was. So yeah.
You'll always remember that.
With our fourth daughter. Yeah, I will. That's what I tell her. I found out I was pregnant with you on 9/11, and she, but you know, I'll tell you, she is a balm and a blessing. That youngest daughter, she is just 22 now, and she's one of the greatest blessings we have in our life.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And you're absolutely right. I mean, it's like, you look at all the bad things that have happened since then, and you know, we as those who have been there and lived through it need to be the constant reminder to the younger generation of why it's important to come together. And we often forget that. And, you know, we're at a point now where, like, you know, your daughter wasn't alive when it happened. And there's a whole, there's a whole world of adults, young adults, who look at 9/11 like we looked at Pearl Harbor. And it's how do you keep that, the story alive and the impact of it alive? I don't know. I do think that we lack the awareness of how different we are on a very individual level all over the world. And I don't think we always have the perspective of that, where it's like, we don't allow the grace for other people to figure things out and understand things. We demand that they understand what we think we understand, and that often pushes people away. And so
it does,
we got learning to do. With all these, this technology that we have, we suck at communicating. And so
it's true.
Rachel, I appreciate you hopping on with me and sharing that. I am in the final stretch of this broadcast, so I'm going to let you go, but you are the real one, because you were able to actually connect with me. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
Well, that was Rachel, and that was really nice to have her join me on this, this broadcast. Guys, I do have to run and pick up my son. I'm glad I was able to get this in, because I was thinking I was going to do it later when I picked him up and brought him here, but I felt like it would be rushed. So I'm really glad I was able to get this in. I hope you enjoyed this Weird Wednesday. We're not going to say the rest of it because it wasn't a wake up. Today is the Weird Wednesday though, and I wanted to get it in before I got out of here. I'm going to put this up on replay. If you're listening to this on replay, it'll be, you'll be like, why is Weird Wednesday on a Friday? It's because I'm going to put it up on Fridays now. I'm not going to rush to get the replay up on Wednesdays. If you're not here for it live, you'll have to wait until Friday, or check us out on YouTube. So right now, if you want to have the option to watch and listen before Friday, go and subscribe to us on YouTube. I think we just cracked 113,000 subscribers. So thank you to everybody who subscribes to us on YouTube. You know, with the way things are, I don't know how long we last on YouTube. I see my peers getting a lot of issues right now on YouTube. And I think it's because it's political season and they're cracking down on rules and things like that. So I try to stay in my lane and just do the stuff that quote unquote doesn't exist. You know, we're going to talk about Bigfoot and Dogman and ghosts. They are not real. So we're safe. That's what I hope it happens. But maybe one day I'm kicked off of YouTube too. And if I am, you can find me on X, until X kicks us off, because I think that's probably a psyop somehow. Rumble. What else is there? Facebook, Instagram. You can follow us on all those platforms, but please go ahead and subscribe on YouTube while we're there. We definitely appreciate it. And what you guys do is you build my resume for me. So I can talk till I'm blue in the face about to prospective guests and say, I have this is my audience on my podcast. It means nothing to them because there's no proof in the pudding. But I'm now able to point people and say, I have a very successful podcast and a growing YouTube channel. And when I point them to the YouTube channel and they see that there's over 100,000 of you subscribed, I have an easier time having conversation with people who are important. And so every subscription helps build the resume so that Tony can talk to people. And so if you have no plans on listening or watching on YouTube, that's fine. Your subscription still matters. So thank you very much for that. Guys, I love yous. I don't know how to end the show. I don't want to say happy 9/11 day. That's weird. We're not going to do that. So I guess my parting words to you would be, remember where you came from. Remember who you are. And know that we can always go back to what we used to be if we try and come together on an individual basis and just show a little bit more love and respect to each other. It's hard. Many of you are going to throw that out the window real soon. You're going to turn on the news or something. You're going to talk about what happened last night, the debates, and all that goes out the window. I get it. It's stressful, stressful times, especially for people who are adults and have kids they're trying to raise in the world and very concerned about the future we're leaving behind for our children. But in the midst of that chaos and stress, let's try to love each other a little bit more. All right? Okay, guys. Let me pull my schedule up real quick. Next Wednesday, will we be here? Okay, next Wednesday, I have to be at my son's school at 9 a.m. I have an interview at 1 p.m. and an interview at 6 p.m. So I will try my best to find time in between those slots to do a broadcast. The following week, I have an eye doctor appointment at 9 a.m. on Wednesday. They're going to be, I don't know if any of you guys ever noticed, but it bothers me. I have like a sty or something on the inside of my eye, my right eye on the eyelid. I tried cutting it off. That was a bad idea. It hurt really, 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 really bad. And so I'm going to an eye doctor and theoretically they're going to be cutting it off my eye so that I don't have this growing bump on my eye. Makes me self-conscious being on 4K. And then I have other things in the afternoon. So the next 2 weeks are full, but I'm going to try to do a transmission for y'all in between the chaotic schedule. I appreciate you guys being here. And until next time, I see ya. See ya.
It's Wednesday, feel the morning light. The world's a bit different, something feels just right. Coffee's brewing strong and the day's brand new. Weird Wednesday, wake up, here's a song for you. From the dawn's early rise to the evening's glow, we dance to the rhythm, let the good times flow. In the heart of the country where the wild winds blow, Weird Wednesday, wake up, let your spirit show. Wake up, start your day with a smile. Strum that banjo softly, let's enjoy for a while. Embrace the morning, let your heart take flight. Weird Wednesday, wake up, everything's alright. It's Wednesday, feel the morning light. The world's a bit different, something feels just right. Coffee's brewing strong and the day's brand new. Weird Wednesday, wake up, here's a song for you. From the dawn's early rise to the evening's glow, we dance to the rhythm, let the good times flow. In the heart of the country where the wild winds blow, Weird Wednesday, wake up, let your spirit show. Start your day with a smile. Strum that banjo softly, let's enjoy for a while. Embrace the morning, let your heart take flight. Weird Wednesday, wake up, everything's alright.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.